Kevin, Kevin, Bo Bevin, Bonana Fana, Bo Bevin,
B Five,
Mo Mevin, Kevin. We're just talking about Shirley Ellis and the name game. There's some names you really can't do it with.
Yeah.
Chuck doesn't work well.
No, that would be a bad one.
And Rich doesn't work well. So we don't use those. All right, Kevin McDougall is here from 5K Events.
Yes, sir.
And you have this spanking brand new calendar ready to go for it.
Yeah, 20, you're one of the first. You're one of the first people to lay eyes on this.
What do you mean one of the first? I should be the first.
Calendar. Well, in public, yes. Aside from aside from our staff, you are, sir.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, definitely. So I wanted to make sure I brought it in for you this morning. We just got them yesterday, like you said. The ink is probably still wet.
It's hard plastic.
Yeah,
well, like
it made to last.
But we hang it. I hang it up here in the studio, but we also hang another one up in the lobby.
Yeah, I'll leave this one with you too.
Wow, this is nice.
Yeah, a great lineup. We're very excited about, and you know, a lot of the things are coming up that, you know, we've had in years past, but also a lot of great new stuff too. So
let's go through some of these here.
Yeah.
Let's start off on February 21st. We got the Heritage Ball. What's that?
Yeah, the Heritage Ball is part of the Heritage Committee here in Racine, and it's celebrates all the great work that members of the African American community and other ethnic groups do here in Racine. So it's all set up at the hall already, and so we're looking forward to having those folks.
Then on February 28th, the Black History Youth Achievement.
Yeah, that's going to be at Memorial Hall. And it features a lot of the kids from the local high schools that will get awards for excellence in academics, excellence in the arts, in athletic achievement, and good citizenship. So that's a great day-long event at Memorial Hall.
Now, I remember this. March 2nd will be the Empty Bowls at Festival Hall.
Yeah, Empty Bowls. That's one of our biggest events of the year. And for those of your listeners that may not know what Empty Bowls is, it raises awareness for hunger and poverty here in Racine, benefits HALO, which is the Housing Assistance Leadership Organization, the Hospitality House, and the Racine County Food Bank. So we do two shifts of feeds, and what you do is you come in and for $20, you get a nice handmade clay bowl that you get to pick out, and then you go through the line as many times as you'd like and sample a lot of different soups and breads and things that are provided by a lot of the restaurants here in town. And we do two sessions from 11 to 2 and then 4 to 7. So you can come for lunch or dinner. And that is Monday, March 2nd. I think last year we fed around 3,000 folks. So it is a big day for us down at Festival Hall.
Shamrocks and Shenanigans. I can't believe we're talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. This is my favorite event of the year because I do like my brown water. As a Scotsman, we like our brown water. So this is a sampling of not only national but some great local whiskeys and other spirits. We'll have some Celtic music by the Celtic Gypsies, Racine's own. Great food buffet. We'll have an open bar or a cash bar with some great Irish beers and some Green Miller Light. And it's just a day to come down and enjoy a little the spirits of the Emerald Isle. So it's from 1 to 4, so early. You can go to your local favorite watering hole, come see us for a little bit, and then go to your next place after 4 o'clock.
What's brown water?
You know, your bourbons, your scotches, your Irishes.
No, I don't drink, so I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm a non-drinker.
Well, I drink plenty for you.
So. Yeah, you can have my share.
Yep.
Now, when I was a kid, we had a disc jockey growing up. His name was Murray the K.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And his big thing was on the radio, you all use submarine race watchers. And his logo was he was in below the water in a window and the submarine. I never understood what submarine race watchers were with Murray the K.
Yep.
And there we go. Submarine races. What's
that? Well, we have a motto at Festival Park. It says, come for the music, stay for the submarine races. So
what is that?
Well, if you're of a certain age, submarine races is what it was a euphemism for what young folks would call going to somewhere secluded to, you know, enjoy each other's company.
Is that
company.
What Murray the K meant? Submarine race watch?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea, but
really?
They just mentioned it. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, you know, that was pretty prominent on Happy Days, the old TV show. That was a thing. So that's a euphemism for that. And I remember being really young and hearing that for the first time, and I asked my parents, do we have submarine races around here? And my dad looks at my mom and elbows her, and that's kind of where you were conceived, kid. But
excuse me a second here. How come I don't know about this?
I'm surprised, Don, a man of the world like you.
Man, I always thought people were watching submarines on there because he had a record album, Murray the K,
uh-huh.
And it showed him on the album cover in a window of a submarine and looking at all the submarine. I thought he was looking at submarine races going, but that's what that means.
That's what that means, yes. We're going to watch the submarine races.
I didn't even get how it's connected.
Well, you go to a place that overlooks the water, yeah, like we have here in Racine. So maybe you go out to Wind Point or out by Shoups and park in that parking lot and watch the submarine races, or come down to the boat launch here at Festival Park and watch the submarine races.
I heard of the Passion Pit at the drive-in.
There you go. Something like that. Yeah.
But that made sense to me.
Just no military connection.
So what happens there at Submarine Races April 1st?
Well, we're working on a few things yet for that, but it's going to be a day where, you know, folks can come down and maybe enjoy some of the music of the era and just, you know, relive some good times and maybe some photo ops and things like that. So
I'm embarrassed that I don't know this.
Yeah. Wow.
I should know all this stuff.
Yeah, you should.
Wow. I'm looking
at it. It's very subtle.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's a fun thing.
Too bad Murray the K's not around anymore. I'd say, is that really what you meant? April 4th, the Racine Rendezvous. This also sounds kind of
sketchy. Where, well, this is totally legit and family friendly. So we're working on this with our friends at RG Babies, and it is what it says. It's a Rubik's Cube competition where we have some young folks that can solve these Rubik's cubes in record time.
No, I've seen the guy, mm-hmm, the record holder, do it in 3+ seconds as kid.
It's amazing.
I couldn't even pick it up out of my hand in 3+ seconds and hold it.
Yeah.
And throws it down.
Yeah.
I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, if you gave me one and told me I had till the end of the year to do it, I couldn't do it. So
maybe the end of the year.
I don't know. I've never been good at puzzles.
You got to peel them off and put them out of the
right. That's the way I would do it.
So that's what that is, huh?
That's what that is. That's April 4th at Festival Hall.
You going to try to set a new Guinness World Record there?
Not me.
But somebody might.
Somebody may. That would be very cool.
Let me take a quick look here. What is it? Well, we'll take a break. I'm going to look up what the record is. I think it's like 3-point-something seconds.
It's pretty amazing. There was one of the young men that's involved in it was in our office a couple weeks ago and did a little demo and was like, all right, I'm impressed. It takes a lot to impress me, but that, he got me.
Talking to Kevin McDougal from 5K Events, and they've got the event coming up. It's the Racine Rendezvous and the Rubik's Cube competition. We just were looking at the kid. I don't know how he does it. 3.08 seconds. The video looks like it's sped up, but it's not. He just picks up and throws it down.
It would take me 3 seconds to pick it up and look
at it. That's what I said. 3.08. How does he even look at it that fast?
I don't know.
You saw the video.
Yeah.
Throws it down. 3.08 seconds.
Somebody needs a girlfriend.
In all fairness, he looks like he's about 8 years old. So give him a break, all right? All right, so we're talking about the events coming to Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, Rotary Park. It's all beginning on February 21st this calendar, so in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, we hit it pretty hard. Then we will go, it'll be on a dead sprint until the end of the year. So
Comic and Toy Show.
Yeah, that's a great event. This is our third year for this. It's our third year for this event. And this is an event that just keeps growing every year. Soon it's going to outgrow Festival Hall. So it is a day of vendors that have comic books, posters, toys, original art. There's the cosplay aspect of it is growing every year. So it's really a fun thing. And I think we talked about it the last time we was in. I was never a comic book person, but I go in for the collectibles, you know, things like that. So I found some real gems at this show last year that I spent a little dough on. So this is an exciting event. So it's great for the whole family. And it's something, like I said, that just keeps growing and growing. So
think about all the toys your mother threw out.
Oh, I know. Well, I've gone back and I've collected a lot of the ones that I used to have that, you know, my mom gave away to my cousins after I outgrew them. So
here's what my son did. For one, I don't know, it was our birthday or Christmas. The thing that got me really into movies, mm-hmm, was this little Remco drive-in theater. The thing couldn't have been more than a foot and a half long.
Yep.
It was the Remco drive-in. He found it online.
Yeah.
And also, he also found, this is the thing that got me into radio, the Remco Caravelle radio. Now, the Remco Caravelle, it was a transmitter. I'll show you a picture of it during the break. It was a baby blue transmitter thing. And that's, you were able to transmit with it. Now, you're supposed to transmit around the house and stuff, but I took the antenna wire and stuck it next to the phone thing in my garage, the phone thing that connects to the telephone, the landlines, sure. when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And now you can hear me for about two blocks if the radio was next to your phone in the kitchen.
Okay.
Because everybody had landlines in the 60s.
Yeah, right.
And I used to broadcast from my house every day.
How fun is that?
And that's how I did. And it started with the Remco Caraval radio. So I have a mint condition Remco Caraval radio sitting in my house.
Those are incredible.
Mint, and the box is in mint condition, but so he bought that. He buys all this stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, we go to, there's a...
Oh, we got us a metal slinky, too. The plastic ones they have now. We got the metal.
The real metal one?
Yeah.
My wife and I go to, three times a year, there's a great show down in... they call it the Chicago Toy Show, but it's actually in St. Charles at the Kane County Fairgrounds where, you know, we go down and they have, three outdoor barns and then three indoor rooms just filled with collectors, toys from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And we always find things when we go down there. And I think I've seen that Remco Theater down there in the wild. That's what I call it, in the wild, when you're not buying it off of eBay or anything. Somebody has it, and you want it, and you make an offer. And the last time we were down there in October, we spent like $600 down there. And it's a great show.
I kept it in, there's a room in my house where I do a radio broadcast from, for other stations. And I always have it there. Because it reminds me of where I started.
Yeah.
I got it, and the original one I got, not this one, but the original one I got, my parents got it me for Christmas back in 1963 or 62, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the days I used to snoop around the house, because my parents did not hide things well.
Sure.
I go to their closet, and there it is. It's a huge box.
Uh-huh.
I take it out. I start playing with it. Yeah. I took it out. Then when I heard them coming, I put it back, put it in the closet. They wrapped it up, and Christmas morning, he said, ooh, look
I'm
what
so
I
surprised.
Oh, they dusted it for DNA and fingerprints to see if I played with it. But that's what got me started.
Sure.
Isn't it funny how...
It starts in those innocent ways.
Yeah. 54 years later, I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
With a big Remco Caraval radio in the back of it.
Big 3,000 watt.
Okay, so what do we leave off here? Oh, the All Things Kids Expo. All these things sound like a lot of fun. Like,
yeah, this is a great...
This is April 24th
and 5th. Yeah, this is a great weekend, April 24th and 25th at Festival Hall. Educational programs, child care opportunities, recreation, arts and crafts. Just great activities for kids and parents who are trying to find, new ways to keep their kids occupied. And, a lot of great sponsors for it. It's really a lot of fun. So last year was our first year for it, and it really did well for us. So we brought it back, and really looking forward to that one, too. So
I'm looking over the list here. All this stuff looks like fun. All right, that's the All Things Kids Expo. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
The Kenosha Prom. That's in May, huh?
That's in May. That is the Indian Trail School in Kenosha will have their prom at Festival Hall on May 2nd. And we had them in 2024 and, a great event, 750, kids and adults and chaperones and, a dance, a nice plated dinner. And that was a fantastic thing for
us. My wife and I watch it on TV when they do the prom on TV. And mm-hmm. It's so wonderful to watch these kids all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Dressed up.
Yeah, that's the Racine prom.
Yeah,
they don't
Racine
do that
prom,
for this Kenosha prom.
Yeah.
But still, just a great positive thing for kids and, creating memories and all that good stuff.
You want to hear my prom story?
Sure.
Okay. This girl was in my homeroom. Her name was Karen Smith.
Uh-huh.
So not only was she the sweetest, nicest person, she was also beautiful.
Yeah.
But she was very nice.
Which is a rare combination.
And she was nice to me, which nobody was nice to me in high school. I was kind of like, get away, don't breathe on me. But she was nice to me. And the prom was coming up, and all the guys hanging around her. And I said, well, I don't want to be number 57 on the list of people
right.
asking her. And I said, there's no chance I can. She won't say yes to me.
Uh-huh.
So I took another girl to the prom. I had a good, nice girl I took. I see her at the prom. She's with her cousin because nobody asked her to the prom.
Womp, womp.
What about those other guys? But everybody thought like I thought.
Sure, sure.
And nobody wants
I got
to be
no
turned,
shot.
Nobody wants to be turned down.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, my cousin said, nobody asked me.
Uh-huh.
So cut to 20 years later, I'm at my 20th anniversary, my 20th reunion. And there she is sitting there looking better than ever,
uh-huh.
all alone.
Yeah.
And you know how they cut the little pictures out of your yearbook and they
put
it on you? I go up to her and I say, hi, Karen. She squints and looks at my, hi, Donald. That was it. I waited 20 years for that.
That felt good, though.
Yeah, but I just, you ask. Don't, you know, teenagers are stupid.
They're self-conscious. They're not confident.
And I wish I could go back now knowing what I know now.
Oh, yeah.
I would ask her.
Yep.
Do you have any prom stories?
You know, my prom story was I was a senior, and I had a girlfriend when I was, my senior year, and we split up at the end of January that year, and prom was in May. So I was kind of resigned to not going, but I had this really smoking hot girl that was in my biology class. We had gotten to be good friends, and she had a boyfriend who was older than her and out of high school. He was actually the manager of the Domino's Pizza across the street from our high school in Louisville, Texas. I can't cut this dude out. He's the manager of the Domino's. So she asked, and he wouldn't take her. So she asked me if I would go. And so we went, had an amazing time. And a couple weeks later, me and some buddies went into that Domino's to pick up a pizza, and this guy decides he wants to come across the counter at me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't go well for him.
Texas is didn't?
No.
Boy, it's tough being living in Texas, huh?
I'll tell you what, we don't mess around. Don't mess with Texas.
You know what my senior prom was? The 1964-65 World's Fair.
Oh,
now,
awesome.
The World's Fair was over.
Okay.
But a lot of the buildings were still there. So we went the big T. You ever see that big T?
At
the, that's where we had our senior prom.
Was the Golden Rondell still there? When?
No. Yeah. It was shipped here by that time.
Yeah,
okay. It was shipped here. Yeah. It was about six years after the World's Fair closed. But some of the buildings, and this building is still there.
Uh-huh.
It was in Queens. We had it in New York City, and it was a good prom.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah.
Ours was good. We did nothing at the high school. Ours was at a hotel in Dallas, which was about 25 miles away from our high school.
Okay. So, yeah, big city events. Okay, we have a huge event coming up. Let's get this last one in before the break, then we'll come back and talk more.
Yeah.
This is the farmer's market.
The farmer's market is going to be an amazing thing. We're really excited about it. It opens May 9th and will run for 24 consecutive weeks, every Saturday from 9 to 1. It is going to be a true farmer's market. Everything has to be, you know, grown or homemade, no prepackaged goods, no crafts, nothing like that. So it is a true farmer's market. We've got about 40 vendors already, looking for about 60. We're going to have a lot of different, you know, demos, sampling, live music. What else? We'll be taking all the food share programs, so SNAP, EBT, WIC, working with some senior discount programs. And, you know, something I think we talked about last time, too, is, you know, the areas of downtown Racine, they refer to it as a food desert, a lot of food insecurity. So no, you know, real grocery stores in downtown Racine to get, you know, fresh fruit and produce and things like that. So that's something that we're hoping to satisfy, you know, those needs. And so we're really excited about it. We're working with a great partner, Dawn, who was in here a few months ago.
I got the mug.
Yeah. She left you the mug. Right. I don't have one yet.
Well, because
I've got a magnet on my car, though.
You probably couldn't take her to the prom either. I could.
Yeah. I'd be shooting above my weight if I took Dawn to the prom. So we're really excited about it. And, you know, if anybody wants to get an idea as to what the vendors are going to be like, Dawn runs the Oak Creek Winter Market up at the Oak Creek Community Center off of Howell Avenue. So go up there and check that out. And a lot of those vendors are coming to our market starting in May. So that's going to be an amazing thing. And I think everybody here in Racine is going to love it. And it's just going to be incredible.
That's every Saturday beginning May 9th through
October 24th.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
right through the fall.
So 24 weeks.
Love it.
Yeah. It's
going to be great.
And it's free and lots of parking. So
Kevin McDougall from 5K Events joining us this morning. We have the brand new 2026 calendar. This is huge, by the way. This is about a foot long, a little over a foot.
It's like a 11 and a half by 17.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Big plastic. Yeah. It's not cheap paper. And
no,
I've got
we go all out.
And I got my own copy here.
Yeah.
And we left off at the farmer's market. Now, this is the Racine Farmer's Market that's going to be every Saturday beginning May 9th and running right through October.
October 24th will be the last day.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine. And that's a great thing at Festival Park with a lot of the facilities that we have. With a lot of the vendors will be, you know, undercover, under the colonnade or under the tent. And so, yeah, definitely rain or shine. That's different from a lot of the area markets here where if you get some rain, you're going to have a washout. But we certainly don't have that issue here at Festival Park.
The Passions Project. What is that?
Yeah, the Passions Project, that's kind of an arts-oriented type of event.
Well, that's why I said it like that.
Yeah.
The Passions Project.
Their passion is art. So, yeah, it's a big gallery event, reception, artists, student panel. So, professional artists, student artists to get their creativity seen and noticed by people. And so that's going to be at Memorial Hall. And we've done that for a few years. That's kind of a thing that has a good tradition here in Racine.
You know what happened almost 100 years ago at Memorial Hall?
What's that?
It was December 6th.
Uh-huh.
100 years ago.
Okay.
WRJN's first broadcast.
Oh, okay. And you flipped the switch.
On this December 6th was our first broadcast. It was from Memorial Hall.
Okay.
100 years.
Is it 1925, you said, or 26? 1926?
26, yeah.
Okay.
December 6th.
Oh, we'll have to do something.
We're having a big exhibit at the Heritage Museum. Oh. They got a special grant for it, and we're going to have a 100-year anniversary exhibit.
I love that stuff, so I will definitely come out and check that out.
Yeah,
I love that type of history, that pop culture type of thing. And I think we've talked about this before, too. I like small-town radio, and a lot of the stations that are in your group. I will sometimes go on your website and poke around and give a listen to a few of them, up in Door County or,
We got them everywhere.
Out in Washera or
31
whatever.
Signals all around the state.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Now, here's my favorite event of the year. It's coming up. Yep. I look forward to this every year. May 16th, pending.
Yeah, that's we are holding that for a very special event that we're hoping to hear about very soon. So
the pending event.
Yeah, and if it happens to work out like we hope, it'll be a big deal.
Then you get a little sticker so we can put on it.
Yeah. Well, we reprint these for second quarter. Okay. So
all right.
So come April, you'll have a fresh one.
The Sneaker Ball. What's that? June 6th.
Yeah, Sneaker Ball. That is an event that is associated with the Juneteenth celebration here in town, and it's a formal dinner dance celebration where the folks that come wear their finest and their sneakers with it. So that's why it's called the Sneaker Ball. So that is one of our biggest events of the year at Festival Hall, or actually it's going to be at Memorial Hall this year because it has grown so. That's always a big one for us, and it really is a great representation of the community and the people that contribute to some of the great things that happen around Juneteenth. So that's going to be another great event. So
then it's time to rock and roll. Harborfest coming up.
Harborfest back in its reincarnated state for a second year, June 12th and 13th. I've got a great lineup of bands already. Bella Kane, Almighty Vinyl.
Really, Bella Kane, they got a great following.
They do. And drew very well for us last year. They were the headliner on Saturday night. And fortunately, we had amazing weather on Saturday night. Friday night last year was a little cool. Didn't rain, but as it will be sometimes in June on the lake, a little chilly. But Saturday night was amazing, not only with the Bella Kane show, but we had great acts on the Charcoal Grill stage on the west side of the park as well. So really a great night of a lot of different types of music. So the lineup that the Harborfest guys have put together is really kind of a who's who of some of the top regional and local acts. So,
well, here's the event I'm always involved in. Every year I get involved by watching the Lighthouse Run.
The Lighthouse Run?
By watching it every year.
Yeah, that is, I think it's the 49th year of the Lighthouse Run. I know we're coming up on the 50th here very soon. So, 47th annual, if I could read my own poster. The 47th annual Lighthouse Run in conjunction with the YMCA. So, it is it's a competitive race. I mean, there is competitive divisions with cash prizes, but it's also, a fun run too. So, there's there's the 5K, the walk. You can walk it, you can run it, whatever you want to do. So it is a Racine tradition and goes off from Rotary Park, and it is quite the deal. I think last year we had around 1,800 runners last year. So
Pride Fest coming up the same day, June 20th.
Yeah, that's something that we're still working on, so we don't have all the details just yet, but that is something, in conjunction with Pride Month in June, and it's been a while since there's been a Pride event at Festival Park. So we had some meetings on that the week before last and getting some of the details together for that and going to get that together for those folks.
Saints on the Lake. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, Saints on the Lake, that's a new event, and that is something, it is a collaboration amongst what they call the Community of Eight, the eight Catholic churches here in Racine. So what they have done is combined all their individual church festivals into one big event and are taking each of their own unique features of their festivals and bringing them to Festival Park June 26th through the 28th. So,
and on the 4th of July, who came up with this idea? Uncle Sam Jam.
That was my brainchild.
I love the name, Uncle Sam Jam.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that, you know, the mayor wanted to do is have Racine create a lot of unique 4th of July events or events that are leading up to the 4th of July for the 250th anniversary of the United States. And so this is something that we are going to do at Festival Park. We're going to have live music. It'll be in conjunction with the farmers market because it is on a Saturday. And then we'll be inviting families to come down and have their family picnics at the park. So we'll have more information on that coming up. You know, get the grills out, get the family together, and then invite folks to stick around and watch the 4th Fest fireworks from Festival Park. So that is something that, we're very excited about as a new event. Hopefully it'll create a new tradition here in Racine.
Fish Fest. Salmonorama.
Salmonorama back for its third year at Festival Park and after having been gone for way too long. So that's July 10th through the 19th. The biggest fishing tournament on the Great Lakes. So live music, food trucks, in conjunction with seeing all the huge fish that these guys haul out of Lake Michigan. And one thing I found out in recent years, it's not just the waters off Racine. I mean, you can enter fish from, you know, down near the state line all the way up into Door County and all points in between. So fish that you've caught, there are, you know, entry stations and weigh stations that can be, that are networked to the main weigh-in station in Racine. So, you know, if you catch the largest fish and it happens to be off Sheboygan and that's the biggest fish, you win because you caught it there. It doesn't have to be caught off the shore in Racine. So, but there are categories for, you know, fishing off the shore, fishing in a kayak, fishing from the beach, you know, all those things. So it's not just off boats or charters.
I caught one fish in my entire life on this planet. I was invited out. It was like DJ Day or whatever. Uh-huh. And they invited me out just before Salmonorama started on a boat. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, gave me the line. They hooked it up for me and everything. Sure. I still think there was a guy alongside the boat hooking the fish onto my, so I talk about it. Because it still had the pick
and save. Hey, look what he got.
It still had the pick and save thing on the fish. So I think it was a ringer. But I caught it. And then we just put it back in. I don't want to do it. But that was the only fish I ever caught in my life.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I used to be big into fishing when I was a lot younger. I haven't been fishing in a long time.
Okay. Quick break here. And then we're going to talk about the rest of the events for the year. I'm just so excited because it you know, in the colder winter, you have
lots to look forward to.
It's so depressing. And now look at this. We're talking about the summer events coming up. I love it. We have Kevin McDougall's with me from 5K Events. And we're talking about all the events for 2026, including that one pending event.
Yeah, the one pending event. We are excited about that one. So if we get that filled, you will be excited to hear about it. So,
August 1st, which is Racine Riverfest.
Our third annual. This is actually my favorite event of the year that we do. It's a collaboration amongst all the yacht clubs and businesses along the river, and it's a day of river-oriented fun. So we kick off the day with the Root River 5K at Festival Park, and then we bring it back to our place for music and fireworks in the evening. But in between, you know, there's the cardboard yacht races down at Harbor Light Yacht Club. There's the duck races at Fifth Street Yacht Club. There's all kinds of live music happening, like at the Bridge Tender and Chart Room and all the other partners. So it is just a fun day of everything oriented on the river. And the last 2 years, we've just had amazing weather. So it really is a lot of fun. And like I said, it is my personal favorite event that we do all year long.
Then the weekend of August 7th and 8th, it's Fiesta del Latino.
Yes, Fiesta del Latino back for its second year. We had a great year this past year. And it's a celebration of all the Latin cultures in Racine. So, you know, music, food, you know, all the traditions that come along with it. We had some traditional dance, a lot of the different types of Latin music, you know, Tejano and all different, all of those different types of music. So it's really a great showing of the Latin community here in Racine.
Then you have the TLW Barzar, which is, I guess, a playoff bazaar.
Yes, it is. You caught that. Yeah, not everybody gets that. So we tried Beerzar last year, but that didn't work so good. But, yeah, the Tavern League of Wisconsin, Barzar, that's really just a celebration of the bar culture here in Racine. So a lot of the participating bars and taverns get together at Festival Park, and they, you know, sample some of their best cocktails, and then there's live music, and it's just a day of, you know, hanging out with your favorite bar owners and some of the other patrons, and listening to some great music and sampling some great cocktails.
September 4th, it's Bibbidi Boppity Bacon.
Yeah, bacon. The Bacon 5 Kegs Run. That's something that this will be our 17th year of that. That's a 5K walk and run with bacon. We get great bacon and sausage from Jones Dairy Farm out in Fort Atkinson. And after you complete your walk or run, it's just kind of a bacon and sausage feast afterwards. And then we you know, add beer onto that, and you can't go wrong. Bacon and beer and running.
Bippity boppity bacon is a Jim Gaffigan bit.
Okay.
Where he says, he says, you don't like salads? Sprinkle some fairy dust on it. Bippity boppity bacon. And now you have a dinner.
Yes.
And so I have bacon bits at home. You sprinkle on anything. Bippity boppity bacon. Now you have a real entree.
Well, hopefully they're the real bacon bits, not the bacos.
No. This is the real stuff. This isn't bacos. No. All right, we got Bark in the Park, a dog event.
Yeah, Bark in the Park. That is for all the dog people, but there's a lot of pet oriented vendors and clinics and things like that. There was a great obstacle course that was set up out in the lawn there at Festival Park. So just a whole day of people coming out and showing their dogs. You know, we brought our dog down, and it's a lot of fun just seeing all the different people's dogs. And there's a lot of great giveaways for the pet owners when they come down. We had a couple pallets of Amazon pet food that we gave away just for people to come down and take away. We get these amazing shipments from Amazon of overstocks. And you were talking about Little Debbie's before. There are a couple last year, one of our shipments we got was like five pallets of just Little Debbie's cakes.
Oh,
that's,
man,
all it was.
That's what I gave up to lose.
Yeah, so
it's
all zebra cakes and the oatmeal cream pies. And we just put them out in the foyer and put it on Facebook. Come get them.
Don't do it. Okay, Stand Down is coming up October 3rd.
Yeah, Stand Down, that is a great event. It is something that benefits all the veterans here in Racine. It's veterans oriented services, and it helps some of the veterans. There's some that may be homeless, may have issues with employment, or anything other, helping the veterans get their benefits arranged. So we have a lot of different vendors that provide those types of services, along with a lot of giveaways that we get from, like, the Department of Defense has overstocks of boots and coats and coats and jackets and gloves, and these folks are allowed to come down and just load up on all those things. And I got a great pair of boots last year from it. So, but it really is an amazing event that serves a great purpose. So we work with the Racine County Veterans Organization to help put that together, and they're great partners with us at Festival Park. We do a lot of things with them, as well as the Veterans Day celebration that'll come up in November
11th.
We work with them on both those events, and we're looking forward to another great showing for both those events, Stand Down and the Veterans Day celebration.
Watching this cop show, and the cop pulled this guy over, but he gave him a warning and let him go. And he said, Semper Fi. He said, thanks for your service. He goes, how'd you know? He said, it's tattooed right on your arm.
Yep.
And he said, oh, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of them wear it proudly. I've got a brother-in-law that's a colonel in the Marine Corps, and just a great guy, just a real tremendous person. And I tease my father-in-law. I said that, you've got two son-in-laws. One's a colonel in the Marine Corps, and then this guy. So, how does that feel?
My dad was a tail gunner for 4 years in the Navy, tail gunner.
Uh-huh.
And for people that don't know, the Navy did fly planes, right? Yeah. That people over there, not everybody was on a ship. So he was a Navy tail gunner for 4 years over in the Pacific during World War II, and his arm had a tattoo of a skeleton with a Navy helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's the best one you could have found? He said, I was stupid. I was 17 years old. Yeah. I was in the Navy. What do you want me to do?
Tattoo artistry wasn't what it is now.
He said, it was a stupid kid. What do you want me to put on my arm?
You could bring custom art to him now.
And he put
do
all
anything.
These women's names that he dated. I said, what were you thinking?
Did you go have them crossed out when they were done?
No. I'm married to my mother for 67 years. You know, these women tattooed. Every time she went to bed with them at night, she had to look at their names on the arm. And
so how was Gladys?
Think back. That was Hazel and Sharon.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. All right. Then we're up to the Festival of Trees back again.
Festival of Trees back again for a second year of its revival. We had a great year this year. You know, being that it was the first time back at Festival Hall after 20 years, had a lot of great partners and vendors and tree sponsors and things of that nature, raised a lot of money for the charities that the sponsors chose to work with, and was just a really gratifying event. And we're looking forward to an even bigger year this year in 2026. You know, as you go through these events, especially if they're newly created or if they're being revived after after a hiatus, you know, you learn some things along the way. And we've certainly done that with a lot of these that we'll incorporate into the following year. And so we learned some things along the way with the Festival of Trees that'll make it even bigger and better.
Like that. Running the electrical wires through water.
That's all those things.
Things like that. Like, okay, good. Always happy about that. Then the Thanksgiving Racine, November 26th.
Yeah, that is the big Thanksgiving feed that we do at Festival Hall. And, that's another event that I'm always amazed at the response that it gets. I mean, it gets huge media coverage, and it is open to the public. A lot of folks, even I thought it was, when I first started working for 5K events, I thought it was really kind of restricted to people in need, people that, had a need to, have somewhere to go for Thanksgiving because they were, disadvantaged or whatever. But no, it's not. It's for anybody that wants to come down and have some fellowship on Thanksgiving Day. Maybe your family's out of town. Maybe you're new to town. You don't have anywhere else to go. It's a great place to come down and just, get together with folks and, share a meal and go away nice and full.
Well, Danny was involved. Danny Meats last year. Is he involved this year?
His company still is. Danny has retired, but his company.
Well, I know his partner retired.
Both him and Ray.
Oh, they both.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yep. So,
but Danny's catering is still involved.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, yep. Okay, that's good.
Which they do a fantastic job. They do a lot of our events aside from this one, so we work with them quite a bit.
We had him in last year here.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, when they were doing that event.
Yeah, great.
He didn't bring any food in, but
they're still making it.
I thought he was going to come in here with like a little buffet of food, from Danny's Meats and nothing. Buckus. It was just him, which was good because we got Danny.
All their stuff is great. Like I said, they're a great partner of ours. They're one of our recommended vendors. When people need a caterer.
Yeah, we go there all the time.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the entire calendar.
Yeah, now, we went through the whole calendar.
Where can people see this calendar?
Yeah, if you go to festivalpark.com and you will see the roster. If you hit the upcoming events drop down, you will see all the events. Scroll through it to see the one you're most interested in. The ones that are ticketed, we'll have the ticket platform will be active, and you can buy tickets there or just find out all the information, or you can give us a call at Festival Park, and we will give you all the information you need. If you want to call the hall, the main number is 262-636-9229. And we can not only, give the information on the events, but also if you want to rent one of our venues for your upcoming, corporate event, your wedding, your quinceanera, anything of that nature, we can have what we call a discovery day arranged for you, where you come and see the rooms and make sure it fits your needs, and we'll get you all sorted out.
The comic and toy show coming up. Mm-hmm. I just looked up the Superman number one. I used to call it Action Comics. Mm-hmm. Superman number one was just sold, shattering the record for any comic book.
Yeah.
$9.12 million.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, I had comic books growing up, and my mother just threw everything out.
Sure.
She's like my Beatles ticket stubs.
That would,
When she moved in the year 2000, she moved to Florida, and she threw it. I said, why'd you throw out my Beatles ticket stubs? She goes, if it was that important, you would have taken it with you.
Well, and she's kind of right.
And then she threw out my high school diploma.
Oh.
She said, it couldn't have meant that much to you. You left it here. I said, what else did you throw out? My brother, who was living near her, said, you better get over here. The dumpster is, she's just throwing out everything. He got all his medical books out of there.
Okay.
And I said, I see a lot of your stuff in there.
Yeah, you better
I said,
come
can
get
you get it? I said, I can't get everything. And my mother threw my Beatles ticket stubs. And to the day she left us, I still reminded her. She said, are you never going to forget that? No.
No, I'm not letting it go.
You throw out my high school diploma and my Beatles ticket
stubs. That's
stubs.
Kind of important.
Now I have no proof that I graduated high school. Kevin McDougal, thanks for coming by.
It's good to see you, Don, as always.
Every month, Kevin comes in, talks about the latest events, but this was the 2026 calendar. I won't take get it all in here. 5K events, running all the events in Racine at Festival Hall, Memorial Hall, and Rotary Park, which used to be called Festival Park. Now it's
I still call it Festival Park, the Rotary footed the bill for the big stage, so they get the naming rights.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.